This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, May 12th, brought to you by American Farm Bureau Market Intel. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. Well, U.S. Department of Agriculture's new crop corn forecast at 15.82 billion bushels is based on a yield forecast of 181 bushels an acre. It came in the USDA WASDE report earlier today. Both of those figures were above pre-report guesses. Planted acres are projected at 95.3 million, up 5% from a year ago. Ending stocks of corn for the 25-26 crop projected at 1.8 billion bushels. That's 200 million below trade guesses. The farm gate price for 25-26, $4.20 a bushel. The USDA pegged new crop soybean production at 4.34 billion bushels, using a 52.5 bushel an acre national average yield. Total usage at 4.41 billion bushels, ending stocks forecast at 295 million at a national average farm gate price at $10.25 a bushel. To the southern hemisphere, Brazil's crop is forecast at 175 million metric tons, Argentina at 48.5 million. As important includes demand, China's import demand is forecast at 112 million metric tons. That's up 4 million from the 24-25 season. The USDA estimating the 25-26 U.S. wheat crop at 1.92 billion bushels, up from 1.85 last May. USDA estimates U.S. wheat for 25-26 ending stocks, 923 million bushels. Total use for the new crop estimated at 1.95, the farm gate price at $5.30 a bushel. On the world wheat ending stocks, USDA's estimating shortage 65.73 million metric tons, an increase from 253.6 million last May. Now for livestock, the USDA projects beef output to decline in 2026 to 25.1 billion pounds. The 25 projection is reduced to 26.4 billion, off 300 million from the previous forecast. Pork output for 2026 estimated at 28.4 billion, up from 28 billion in the new 25 forecast. Count another victory for agrochemical maker Bayer. Georgia has become the second state to shield pesticide manufacturers from some lawsuits claiming they failed to warn customers of potential dangers. The legislation, signed by Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, designed to protect Bayer from lawsuits claiming that it failed to tell customers that its popular weed killer Roundup could cause cancer. The legislation will provide legal protection in Georgia to any manufacturer that follows federal labeling requirements. North Dakota's governor signed the first such law last month. U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has said it is not likely to be carcinogenic to humans when used as directed. Bayer insists that glyphosate is safe. Now, in other news from Bayer, they announced today they'll shed at least 200 jobs and a reorganization of its crop science division that also involves halting the production of generic active ingredients. In the press release, manufacturers of generic crop protection products, particularly from Asia, Bayer says, have built significant overcapacity in recent years. They're pushing onto the market with persistently low prices, some of which are below the manufacturing costs of crop protection products in Europe, in the release. This is exacerbated by increasing regulatory restrictions and national export barriers. Bayer said 200 positions of its 1,200 would be eliminated at its Dormagen site. Production and research, as well as development activities at its Frankfurt main facility, will be discontinued at the end of 2028. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Market Intel. Trade, taxes, labor, and farm bill. Get deep insights from Farm Bureau economists on these priorities and more. Go to fb.org/marketintel. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.